AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Attorney General Merrick Garland told the House Judiciary Committee repeated attacks against the Justice Department are unprecedented and unfounded.
These attacks have not, and they will not, influence our decision making.
Republicans have moved to hold Garland in contempt for the Biden administration's refusal to hand over audio of President Biden's interview with special counsel Robert Hur, who focused on the president's handling of classified documents.
It comes alongside false claims that a jury verdict in a state trial brought by a local district attorney was somehow controlled by the Justice Department. That conspiracy theory is an attack on the judicial process itself.
That is the conviction of former President Donald Trump on 34 felony charges. In Wilmington, Delaware, at Hunter Biden's federal gun trial, the prosecution painted the president's son as a drug addict whose dark habits ensnared loved ones and who knew what he was doing when he lied on federal forms to buy a gun in 2018 when he said he wasn't in the throes of addiction. Hunter Biden's attorney says he would call the president's brother, James Biden, as a witness. The uncle helped the nephew through rehab stints in the past. A new AP NORC Center poll shows about 4 in 10 adults say they would be at least somewhat likely to buy an electric vehicle the next time they buy a car. High prices and a lack of easy-to-find charging stations are major sticking points. Caleb Judd in Cincinnati hasn't bought an EV yet, but he says they're becoming more affordable.
It used to be where it was $10,000, $15,000 more for an EV compared to an internal combustion or hybrid, where that's probably more in the realm of $2,500 to $5,000 now, and just getting lower still with all the credits.
A new rule from the EPA requires about 56% of all new vehicle sales to be electric by 2032. This is AP News. Police say a 3-year-old boy died after being stabbed by a woman in a grocery store parking lot in Ohio.
Investigators think this was a random attack. Little Julian Wood and his mother had been shopping at a grocery store on Monday and were going back to their vehicle when police say a woman ran at them with a knife, stabbing both of them. The little boy died at a hospital. There was no immediate word on the condition of his mother, and police did not name her. A 32-year-old woman was taken into custody at the scene in North Olmsted, a Cleveland suburb. I'm Rita Foley.
A trial is scheduled to start for Jacob Dix, charged with using flaming torches to intimidate counter-protesters at a white nationalist rally in 2017 in Charlottesville, Virginia. 2 days of demonstrations were organized in part to protest the planned removal of a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. So far, 5 people have pleaded guilty. Dix is the first to go on trial. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.